Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I am delivering this statement on behalf of Mine Action Review. According to the latest Clearing the Mines report, a global total of nearly 189 square kilometres of mined area was cleared in 2022, 97% in state parties to the Mine Ban Treaty, and an increase of nearly one quarter compared to the previous year, resulting largely from a huge increase in clearance in state party Cambodia. Area clearance operations and spot tasks destroyed a combined total of over 213,750 anti-personnel mines worldwide in 2022. Behind the good news, however, lie challenges, including the fact that of the mine-affected state parties, only two are believed to be firmly on track to meet their respective treaty deadlines. That's Oman, February 2025, and Sri Lanka, June 2028. No anti-personnel mine clearance was recorded or reported for 2022 in nine state parties, which is an unacceptably high level of failure among state parties to implement their Article 5 obligations as soon as possible. We welcome the progress being made in Senegal and encourage Senegal to also make important and overdue updates on its progress to address anti-personnel mined areas laid between one of its bases and a non-state armed group against which it is involved in hostilities. The existing contamination, which Senegal acknowledged in 2020. Senegal previously stated that the identity of the user of the mines remained to be determined. Taking operational advantage of existing mined areas in armed conflict, even when laid by another party, constitutes prohibited use of anti-personnel mines, something which Senegal, as a state party to the convention, must avoid. We encourage Senegal to provide an update on this matter. Progress to complete Article 5 implementation in both Cambodia and neighbouring Thailand is now largely contingent on the two states reaching an agreement to clear the border minefields. We urge both states to translate public commitments, including those made at treaty meetings, into concrete mine clearance operations along the shared border. We encourage Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Mali to elaborate and submit respective Article 5 extension requests by the 31st of March 2024 to address contamination resulting from the use of anti-personnel mines of an improvised nature by non-state armed groups on their territory. We congratulate Zimbabwe, which was the top-scoring country in Mine Action Review's assessment of the performance of national survey and clearance programmes in 2022, and the only state party ranked as very good. We are encouraged to hear that Zimbabwe will receive continued and increased funding from Germany and the United Kingdom, and that donors are rewarding good performance. However, Zimbabwe still requires additional international funding to enable it to further upscale clearance capacity if it is to fulfil its Article 5 obligations by its clearance deadline of the end of 2025. Lastly, we have not yet heard clearance updates from Afghanistan this week. We hope that Afghanistan's Article 5 extension requests, which state parties will be due to consider next year, will be elaborated by the Directorate of Mine Action Coordination, DMAC, in Kabul, and will contain much-needed substantive updates and plans for anti-personnel mine clearance in Afghanistan. Such updates have been missing in the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention treaty meetings since the change of government in 2021. I thank you.